This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimre with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds virtual conversation with celebrated business tycoon Elon Musk. Speaker Debraj Khimre in Cambodia leading a five-member delegation to attend the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. Finland's Minister for Foreign Trade and Development, Ville Tavio, arriving in Kathmandu this Monday on a four-day visit to Nepal. And Russian President Vladimir Putin warns that Russia has a stock of powerful new missiles ready to be used. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a virtual conversation with the world's top tech tycoon Elon Musk yesterday evening. Musk is the chief executive of Tesla. Musk has been appointed chief of the Department of Government Efficiency by the US President-elect Donald Trump. The owner of the popular social media site X, Musk is also known as the most influential businessman on the planet. Speaker Debraj Khimre reached Cambodia today, leading a five-member delegation to attend the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. The event is being held from November 23rd to 26th in Phnom Penh. Cambodian parliamentary officials warmly welcomed Speaker Khimre and his delegation upon their arrival at Phnom Penh International Airport. Finland's Minister for Foreign Trade and Development, Ville Tavio, is arriving in Kathmandu this Monday on a four-day visit to Nepal. According to a press release issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Finland, the visit will focus on enhancing commercial and economic ties and exploring cooperation in development projects. Minister Tavio will visit Finland-supported initiatives, including UN Women Project, promoting women's economic independence and entrepreneurship. Finland, a key donor to UN Women in Nepal, has long supported Nepal's development in sectors like education, water supply, and women's employment. During the visit, a new EU-Finland-Nepal education project, TEC-SES, will be launched to improve teacher education. The minister will also visit a municipal school in Kathmandu and meet officials and private sector representatives. Additionally, FinFund will announce a new investment in Nepal's telecommunications sector. The visit coincides with the celebration of 50 years of diplomatic relations between Finland and Nepal. The Chinese embassy in Nepal handed over an electric vehicle EV to the 25-bed Chhatrapati Free Hospital in Kathmandu. The EV, a gesture of support from the Chinese government, aims to enhance the hospital services. Speaking at the ceremony today, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh highlighted Nepal's friendly ties with its neighbours and thanked the Chinese government for the timely assistance. He emphasised the importance of such support as Nepal faces the challenges of climate change. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chan Song, reaffirmed China's commitment to Nepal's development, noting the success of collaborative efforts in various sectors. He praised Chhatrapati Free Hospital for providing quality health care at affordable rates, acknowledging its affiliation with the Social Welfare Council. President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday received the letters of credence from Shmulik Bas, crediting him as the ambassador of Israel to Nepal. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Dewa and other high-level officials of government of Nepal were also present at the ceremony at the presidential palace Sital Niwas. Nepal and Israel established diplomatic relations in 1960 during the tenure of BP Koirala, Nepal's first democratically elected prime minister, and David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel. Since then, the two nations have shared a friendly and cooperative relationship. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Russia has a stock of powerful new missiles ready to be used, President Vladimir Putin has said a day after his country fired a new ballistic missile at the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. In an unscheduled TV address, the Russian leader said the Oreshnik missile could not be intercepted and promised to carry out more tests, including in combat conditions. Russia's use of Oreshnik capped a week of escalation in the war that also saw Ukraine fire US and British missiles into Russia for the first time. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for world leaders to give a serious response so that Putin feels the real consequences of his actions. Zelensky said his country was asking Western partners for updated air defense systems. According to the news agency Interfax Ukraine, Kyiv is seeking to obtain the US terminal high-altitude area defense or to upgrade its Patriot anti-ballistic missile defense systems. In Friday's address, Putin said the Oreshnik hypersonic missiles flew at 10 times the speed of sound and ordered them to be put into production. He had earlier said that the use of the missile was a response to Ukraine's use of Storm Shadow and Atacms missiles. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds a virtual conversation with celebrated business tycoon Elon Musk. Speaker Debrach Kimire in Cambodia leading a 5-member delegation to attend the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. Finland's Minister for Foreign Trade and Development, Ville Tavio, arriving in Kathmandu this Monday on a 4-day visit to Nepal. And Russian President Vladimir Putin warns that Russia has a stock of powerful new missiles ready to be used. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.